Chapter 16, Comparing Yourself with Others. One of the quickest ways to suck the joy out of life is comparing yourself to others. If I could just have what they have, I'd be happy. If I looked like that, I'd be happy. If I could live like them, I'd be happy. Sound familiar? Here's the truth. The only thing you can do better than anyone else in the world is be yourself. You are unique, one of a kind. The mold was broken when you were born. So why waste your time trying to be a copy of someone else? The comparison trap. The problem with comparison is that it's based on incomplete information. You're comparing your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Social media makes this worse. You see the vacations, the new cars, the smiling photos. What you don't see are the arguments, the sleepless nights, the credit card debt, or the quiet doubts. For all you know, the very person you envy is looking at you, wishing they could trade places. Lessons from a Song. Back in the 1960s, Eric Burton and the Animals recorded a song called No Self-Pity. A few lines from that song have always stuck with me. No matter how low you are, there is always somebody lower. No matter how fine you are, there is always somebody finer. No matter how dumb you are, there is always somebody dumber. No matter how bad you are, there is someone there to forgive you. No matter how ugly you are, there is no such thing as ugly. That's the point. Comparing yourself to others is pointless. There will always be someone with more, someone with less. It never ends. The antidote, gratitude. The cure for comparison is gratitude. Instead of staring at what others have, look at what's already in your life. If you can breathe, walk, see, hear, or simply wake up above ground, you already have plenty to be thankful for. And gratitude has a way of multiplying. The more you notice, the more you realize you've already won in countless ways. When people ask how I am, I often say, I'm above ground, what a great day. And I mean it. A personal note. In my younger years, I wasted time comparing myself to others who seemed smarter, richer, or luckier. It never once made me happier. What did make me happier was shifting my focus to my own path, my wife, my business, my health, my passions. That's where joy lives. Not in wishing for someone else's life, but in building and appreciating your own. Reflection. Exercise. Trade comparison for gratitude. Write down three areas where you often compare yourself to others. Looks, money, career, relationships, etc. For each one, write down three things you're grateful for in your own life right now. Practice noticing when comparison creeps in. Instead of asking, why don't I have that? Ask, what can I appreciate about what I already have? The only life you'll ever live is yours. Why waste it wishing you had someone else's?